بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Our return. One day when Abd al-Hakim was on his way to Quran class, he found his pet bird Ababil lying on the floor of the cage.
Wake up, Ababil! Wake up! This is not the place and time to be sleeping. You should go back to the beautiful nest you made.
In the meanwhile, Abdul Salim and Abdul Karim had just finished Quran class in the masjid and were wondering why Abdul Hakim didn't come today.
It's really strange that Abdul Hakim didn't come to Quran class today. He is never absent. It's too bad he didn't memorize any Quran today either.
I learned more Quran than him today. Ha 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 ha. I learned more Quran than him today. Actually, I even learned more than you. Ha ha, I learned more Quran than you today. Ha ha, I learned more Quran than you today.
MashaAllah, don't be boastful indeed, dear friend. You gotta apply the Quran to your life also.
Abdul Salim and Abdul Karim continue their conversation while they walk together towards home.
What do you mean apply the Quran to my life? The way I apply peanut butter to my bread?
Not quite. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the Quran to guide us, just like a torch of light guides us in the dark and saves us from harm, so we can go home safely. The Quran contains instructions about everything we should and should not do. It has the answers about our purpose of life.
Light, purpose, guidance, instructions. This is all very complicated.
Don't worry, Allah will guide you. There you are, Abdul Hakim. Why didn't you come to Quran class? And why in the world are you crying?
It's my bird. I tried to wake him up, but he doesn't wake up. He's been sleeping all this time, and he's gone all cold.
Oh no! I'm afraid Ababil has died, Abdul Hakim. He has passed away.
What? What are you saying?
Abdul Hakim, listen up. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.
What does that mean?
It means, to Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ. Indeed we belong to Allah. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And to Him we shall return. And Ababil belongs to Allah. He is Allah's creation, and he has just gone back to Allah.
So then we must bury him. Come on, dear friends, let's look for a place to bury him.
They all look for a clear patch of the ground to bury Ababil. When the boys finished burying Ababil, Abdul Salim said to Abdul Hakim, who was still crying,
Don't worry, Abdul Hakim, this isn't a bad thing. Allah made all of us, and we have to go back to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us from the same material as the earth, and that's why when we die, we go back to the earth. And on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us come back to life, to question us about all the things we have done in this world while we were alive. And those who believed in Allah alone, Allah the One and Only, Al-Ahad, and did good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them with a very special garden, which will have anything and everything good that you can imagine.
Subhanallah!
And those who worship others, along with or besides Allah, and did other very bad things when they were alive, Allah will punish them in the fire, a fire that is hotter than any fire in this world.
Oh Allah! Please make Ababil enter your Jannah.
One day, Abdul Karim's
pet frog, Shakir, was hopping his way to the pond in the backyard. All of a sudden, a very large acorn from the tall tree hit him in the head. Hit him in the head very hard and knocked him out. He was lying flat on the ground, unconscious, when Abdul Karim came searching for him.
Shakir! Shakir! Where did Shakir go? Huh? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong, to Him we shall return. Has Shakir also died and returned back to Allah? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What should I do? I think I should bury him like we did with Ababil.
Abdul Salim and Abdul Hakim came along looking for their friend.
Abdul Karim, did you find my notebook? What are you doing here? And what did you do to Shakir?
I found Shakir lying on the ground. I think he died and went back to Allah. So I'm burying him, just like we buried Ababil.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
To Allah we belong, and to Him we shall return. Soon they saw the grave vibrating and moving. As the movement increased, they all got so frightened and started to run away. When Abdul Hakim said,
"Let's just dig it and see what's going on. A strong Muslim is a brave Muslim. Maybe Shakir needs help. Maybe he's not dead at all."
Soon Abdul Hakim started digging the grave. All the boys came near to take a peek. They all saw Shakir with his eyes open and looking very scared.
"Oh, Shakir, you still alive? Sorry, Shakir, I thought you were dead. That's why we buried you. I wonder why you are still lying on the ground unconscious. I wonder what happened to my poor frog. Anyhow, alhamdulillah, I'm so happy that you're not dead."
"Abdul Salim, who gives us life?"
"Allah."
"So who controls life? And who controls when to take away life?"
"Allah controls life. He is the giver of life and the taker of it. Allah alone is the giver of life, and He alone can take it whenever He decides. He is Al-Mumit, the one who gives death to the living. And everyone dies only when Allah wants them to die. Everything that is living around us will die one day. When a seed is placed into the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it life, and it grows to become a beautiful flower. And only then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to die, it dies and goes back into the earth."
"That's right. Only Allah can give life. And only Allah al-Mumit can take away life. No one else can do that. Allah al-Mumit takes back life whenever He decides. It's all in His control." "You're right, Abdul Salim."
"Al-Mumit is one of the names of Allah. Al-Mumit, the giver of death. You say it. Al-Mumit. Al-Mumit. Allah is Al-Mumit, the giver of death, and nothing lives or dies without Allah's permission."
"You know, to be honest, I still can't get over the fact that my pet Ababil passed away yesterday. But knowing that this was Allah's decision gives my heart so much rest. No doubt, Allah is Al-Mumit. He gives life and takes away life. He causes death whenever He wants, and nothing lives or dies without His permission."
"I'm so glad that my pet Shakir is still alive. Thanks to Allah, Alhamdulillah, that he was not dead today. For this, I would like to present a special badge to you, my dear friend.
That afternoon, Abdul Karim gave Abdul Salim and Abdul Hakim two badges with Al-Mumit written on it. The boys soon ran home for snack and Shakir hopped on behind them. The end.